There are three main driving forces that has helped me shape my life and my career. And they are freedom, joy, and growth. And to pursue them, I've used the concept of fight or flow.
And I see fight or flow as two intertwining energies, pretty much like yin and yang. When guided by intuition, they propel me forwards in line with my driving forces. When I was 7 years old, back in Sweden, where I'm originally from and grew up, I watched my first Bruce Lee film, and it was Way of the Dragon. And I have never, at that point, been so much in awe and completely blown away by someone or something. I didn't really understand why at that point, because I was so young, but it really sparked me, or sparked a fire in me. So I asked my dad, like, what do I need to do to become more like Bruce Lee? And he said, well, first of all, you need to work on your physicality. So I suggest you do some press-ups, you do some chin-ups, and some sit-ups every day. And so I did. In fact, I did it twice a day, every morning and every night. At least that's how I remember it. But as you get older, you start doubting your memories. Like, did I really do that? But but what I do know is that I was the only 8 year old amongst my peers that had a six pack. So I must have done something. Actually, he also told me if I want to be able to punch and kick like Bruce Lee, then I better study his films and try and imitate what he's doing. So those films were on repeat, particularly the fight scenes. And I tried to practice on my own and kind of understand the movement. And I also ordered all of Bruce Lee's JKD books and tried to learn from them, which was pretty difficult because most things was like working with a partner. But I did my best of trying to pick out bits and bobs. But it was this consistent training that laid down the groundwork of my sense of discipline and also my physical stature that I've been relying upon until today. And through this process, I found and cultivated my fight energy to achieve things that I desired. I also asked my dad, after a few years, if he could find me a kung fu class, because now I wanted to learn it for real. And the only place he could find that was local enough was a bit confusing, because it was called North Shaolin Kung Fu, but it was Japanese. And I really wanted to do something Chinese, because I'm half Chinese, Bruce Lee's Chinese, so I wanted to do something like that. It was created by this Japanese guy who had done multiple disciplines of martial arts that was mainly Japanese. And I didn't love it. It was something about the movement felt quite rigid and it was lacking fluidity. To me, it looked more like karate than kung fu, or the kung fu I had seen up to that point. I started to question whether martial arts was for me or whether there was just a romanticized idea that I had about Bruce Lee and so on. So I lasted about 10 months and unfortunately my fight and burning fire for martial arts was dampened and almost gone at that point. But then that allowed me to kind of flow into a different direction, and that was dance. And it was completely unexpected, because up until that point I had no interest in dance. I'd watched my sister do ballet and didn't find it particularly interesting at all. But then she started taking hip-hop classes, and again something sparked in me. Like, I just loved the way it looked and how much fun they had. It brought me joy watching it. I used to watch my sister and her teacher in class, in rehearsals, and then doing performances. One day, me and my dad were standing outside the studio and watching in, and they found me suddenly like imitating them doing the robot. And they were like, oh, we should put him in class. So they did. So I went in for my first class and I absolutely hated it. It was the worst thing I ever done. I just couldn't stand being so exposed in front of the mirror. I just felt so vulnerable. So when we went back in the car with my dad and my sister, the first thing I said, I was like, I'll never do that again. And they were shocked. And they were like, what were you talking about? You were the best one in there. And I was like, oh, was I? Okay. And then I went back and then I never looked back again. But something about dance that I found was actually more alike to Bruce Lee's movement in Kung Fu, because it had energy, it had fluidity, it was dynamic, and it was very physical. And I found, because I had a natural talent for dance, I realized I could easily use my fight energy to excel in that genre. And also, I found that I could mix it quite easily with the flow energy, that the flow came to me. Because of that, I started doing gigs quite early, like small dance shows, but also at age 14, so 3 years later, I started doing it professionally. I got my first job in a musical and was full-time. And then flow just carried on, and I was walking from show to show for the next 5 years, still back in Sweden. But before I actually carry on with that story there, I want to fast forward about 10 years, and I was reading a book about Bruce Lee's philosophies and principles, and it was the book, The Warrior Within. And I had an epiphany, because I realized at that point that I had pretty much lived my life and shaped my career in line with what Bruce Lee was talking about in that book. And it was just